Good morning, and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings, Los Angeles. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, August 21st. You'll be interested to know. 66 years ago today, in 1959, Hawaii was officially admitted as the 50th state of the United States. This momentous occasion marked the culmination of a long journey from the overthrow of the Hawaiian monarchy in 1893 and subsequent annexation by the United States in 1898. The strategic importance of Hawaii during World War II, particularly after the attack on Pearl Harbor, highlighted its value to the United States. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Thursday at Venice Beach. This morning, it's looking clean with waves around 3+ feet. Conditions are glassy early on, but expect them to shift to fair as the wind picks up to onshore at 6 miles per hour by noon. Throughout the day, wave height remains steady at 2 to 3+ feet. The wind will continue to increase into the afternoon. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m., with a 1 foot incoming mid-tide, when the southwest swell is 2 feet at 15 seconds, and the onshore wind is 1 mile per hour. The first high tide on Thursday will be 4.5 feet at 9:45 a.m., followed by a 2 foot low tide just after 2:30. The nearshore buoy at Santa Monica Pier reads 70 degrees for the water temperature. Starting Friday, expect clean conditions with 3+ foot waves, ideal for catching a barrel early on. Saturday sees the size drop to 2 to 3 feet, with choppy conditions developing in the afternoon as winds shift. By Sunday, conditions improve again with steady 2 to 3 foot sets, making it the best day of the period for surfers. This morning, it's sunny and it feels like 73 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 7:33 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:21. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog early, lifting by mid-morning, leading to partly sunny skies and a high around 75 with a light breeze. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with patchy fog after 11. A low of 66 and light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies on Friday and Sunday, with highs around 81 and 79. Cloudy conditions and patchy fog are likely at night and before 11 a.m. Lows will be in the upper 60s to low 70s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the long-running saga of the so-called graffiti towers in downtown LA continues, with no resolution in sight for the abandoned Oceanwide Plaza development. Once envisioned as a vibrant mixed-use landmark featuring luxury housing, a 5-star hotel, and upscale shopping, construction halted in 2019 when Oceanwide Holdings ran out of funds after spending $1.2 billion. Experts cite high interest rates, rising construction costs, and the difficulty of attracting bidders as key challenges. As Los Angeles prepares for the World Cup and the Summer Olympics, stakeholders express concern that these graffiti towers, now visible from the 101 freeway, may tarnish the city's image. Now on to sports. The PGA Tour is set for gigantic changes as Tiger Woods leads a new committee aimed at modernizing the tour. Woods, who has seen the sport evolve over his 3 decades, is tackling the challenge of reshaping how the tour operates. With potential changes like fewer events and higher stakes, the goal is to get the biggest stars competing together more often. Wood stated, "Nothing's off the table," emphasizing the need for a clean sheet of paper. As the tour navigates competition from LIV Golf, its leadership remains committed to enhancing the sport while balancing player interests. In local sports, last night at Coors Field in Denver, the Dodgers lost to the Rockies 8-3. Rockies' Gordon earned the win, holding the boys in blue to 3 runs over 6 innings. The Dodgers scored in the fourth and ninth from Hernandez and Rodas, but left 6 runners on base. The Dodgers finished with 6 hits, 1 error, and the record now stands at 72-55. Tonight, they face the Rockies again in Denver for the final game of this 4-game series. Clayton Kershaw is 7-2, with a 3.01 earned run average, faces Chase Dolander, who is 2-9, with a 6.43. First pitch at 12:10 under sunny skies and a high near 93 degrees. In top news, in Silicon Valley, a growing obsession with creating smarter babies is emerging among tech executives. Many are investing tens of thousands of dollars in genetic testing services that promise to screen embryos for intelligence. Svenson Tilson, a mathematician, leads the Berkeley Genomics Project, advocating for this new frontier. Matchmakers are pairing tech leaders with high IQ partners, further fueling this trend. However, bioethicists warn about the implications of genetic selection, questioning fairness and unintended consequences. While some believe it could lead to higher intelligence, experts caution that current methods only predict modest improvements in cognitive ability. In business news, the United States labor force is shrinking at alarming rates, signaling potential economic disaster. Over the past 3 months, the country has lost 790,000 workers. A significant drop in immigration and challenges like high childcare costs are contributing factors. Companies are struggling to hire talent, particularly in the tech sector, where giants like Meta and Microsoft are vying for limited resources. However, many businesses may soon scale back hiring, impacting consumer spending, which drives nearly 70% of the economy. Without smart policy changes, reversing this trend seems unlikely. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 0.5% to just over $114,000. Ethereum is up 4% to just over $4,300. And XRP is up 2% to $2.93. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now back to the show. Let's talk tech. Google recently made a bold statement regarding its Pixel 10 Pro Fold, emphasizing that IP68 protection does not last forever. The company clarified that no phone is completely waterproof or dustproof, as sealants degrade over time, especially when exposed to salt or chlorine or after physical damage. Additionally, liquid damage is not covered under warranty. This candid admission is rare among manufacturers. Google shared the details in advertising materials, highlighting the reality of folding glass technology and the plastic screen protectors often included with folding phones. For more insights, tune in to The VergeCast, a flagship podcast from The Verge. Entertainment news. An officer and a spy marks Roman Polanski's return to U.S. theaters after its 2019 release in France. This historical drama, retitled from the original French, centers on the Dreyfus Affair, a notorious case of antisemitism. Captain Alfred Dreyfus, portrayed by Louis Garrel, is imprisoned based on questionable evidence. The film follows George Pickford, played by Gene Dudgerton, who discovers crucial evidence that could exonerate Dreyfus. Although Polanski's past has drawn scrutiny, this film showcases his directorial prowess. With a gripping narrative and powerful themes of justice, An Officer and a Spy stands as a significant cinematic achievement. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American writer and futurist, Alvin Toffler. And he said, "The great growling engine of change, technology, is transforming our world and the way we live." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings, Los Angeles.